Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
The first thing about practicing God's presence is to make a decision in my mind or my heart, whichever way you want to look at it, in my soulish realm, to seek God diligently. Remember, we said we can choose. I've got freedom to choose, correct? I have to make a decision. I am going after God. I'm telling you. Now, we're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. Because life happens, right? But you got to make that decision. You got to say, I am going to seek God diligently, and I'm going to actually set time aside. Specifically, totally, only for that. You've got to be so focused. And let me tell you something. If you've got any interaction with human nature or the flesh and disturbances, you've missed the whole point. You've got to be focused, set aside, set apart, and on purpose seeking God. Yes. And we're going to tell you how to seek God and all the good things we can do. But you've got to make that decision. And might I suggest this? Some of you might be shocked right now, but I want to suggest this as children of God, as a king, all of you, with a priestly anointing, all of you, correct? As a peculiar people, I'm going to make a suggestion to the spiritually mature, minimum 1 hour. Pastors, 2-3 hours. You're putting all kinds of law on me. No, it's not law. This is once. Desire. Now, if you've never done this before, it may be more difficult, so you might start 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. But once you mature, a minimum of 1 hour with God. 1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour. God bless us. 1 hour. We're doing ourselves a favor, and that's the problem. Human beings can't sit still. They can't wait on the Lord. They can't be still and know that I'm God. I've got to be doing something. Come on. And all that activity said, be still and know that I'm God. He's not talking don't move. He's talking still the noise. Yes. And that can take you up to that hour to get it quieted down. And there's ways you can do that. There's worship. There's praying the word. There's all kinds. We're going to talk about that. Not today, but we're going to talk that. We're going to get into God's presence. The goal is to get into the presence of God and see God like Moses saw God. Like the high priest could go into the holiest of holies where the presence of God was dwelling. Amen. My God. When the presence of God was so strong, it came out through that tabernacle, a powerful beam of light that we can't even imagine, which kept them warm in the desert and gave them direction. And in the day, His cloud fills this temple. The train fills the temple. He had that cloud by day, keeping them cool and leading the way again. Once you get in the presence of God, you will hear instructions like you have not heard instruction before. Come on. Yes. Amen. So our goal is the presence of God. And so we've got to get apart, alone, on purpose, separate from the world, focused on God. That's one of the ones we're going to look at, focusing on God. Amen. Amen. And the problem is we live in a macro mentality, microwave mentality. Every one of us, really. I mean, seriously, I had broccoli yesterday microwaved. Can you believe that? Actually, and it was pretty tasty. But I was pretty hungry. So anything tastes good when you're hungry, right? But seriously, microwave mentality. We want everything when we want it. I don't want to wait. There's a drive-through. How many cars are there? 10. I'm not going. I'm going somewhere else. Right? And then you go somewhere else, and their coffee's like disgusting. You think, why didn't I wait in that place? This is the truth. We've got that attitude. I must get it. I need it now. Let me go, go, go. And we go, go, go. Energizer bunnies, all of us. 2 jobs, 3 jobs running. We have to, some of us. I understand that. But where do we... Stop. Lay it all down. And get into a place that matters. Amen. The presence of God. Our goal is the presence of God. Can you say amen? Amen? We cannot have divine communion and human communion at the same time. Absolutely not. Now, you can get the presence of God together the way they did in Acts 2, when they were in the upper room, all in one accord, and God came with the power and the glory. They were in one accord. Amen? But when you're on your own and you want to get into a place, we can have it in this church. We can have God come visit. That's my plan. That's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that God's train fills this temple, this church, this temple, those temples, and that we can't even minister. And I've been in services like that. It was the most amazing things. Lying on the floor, hearing, singing, no one talking, no one on the floor in God's presence. And changed. See, when you've been in the presence of God, you will be changed. You will be changed. You can't get in God's presence and not be changed. When Moses came down from the mountain, he was shining. They had to hide him. Amen. You will be changed. When Jacob, the deceiver, met God and wrestled God and said, I'm not going until you bless me. I'm not letting you go. God touched his hip and put it out of joint, changed his name. He had a different walk and he spoke different. And he fathered the 12 tribes of Israel. From deceiver to receiver. Amen? And that's what we've got to do. And God wants us more than we want him. I don't even understand that. I try to understand. How can you want this more than I want that? We can't understand it with our finite minds. We have to get out of the flesh. And that doesn't happen like that. You've got to get into your prayer closet. You've got to have the Bible open. You can have some background music. You pray. And still, peace, calm. No disruptions. Keep your phone. Take it off. Switch it off and put it in another room. Because I'm telling you, you're there and you're getting that close. Even if it's just bzz, bzz, it's gone. God's gone. Remember he said, I'm a jealous God. Remember that? We've got to. And so the good news is that we can make the decision to do this. Oh, we'll have a lot of reasons why we can't. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to be there. I've got the karate classes. I've got the children for school. I've got whatever it is. There'll be 1,000 things that the devil will bombard you with from every angle. He's going to come with it. He'll come with a list that you got to do. Let me make a suggestion. Take a piece of paper. In fact, before you go to bed, I learned this from a man in South Africa, a businessman, very prominent businessman. He said to me, he was actually interviewing me for a job. And he said, how do you remember things? And thank God, I'd make notes. I said, I make notes. He says, okay, you got the job. He didn't even ask me anything else. Yeah. He said to me, write down everything, the list of everything you need to do the following day. Yeah. put it down and go to sleep and sleep calmly. Write down what you got to do. Because you'll be sitting in your prayer closet and you'll start to feel, I'm telling you, when it starts happening, you start to feel the presence, the air getting thick with the presence of God. It just starts changing the whole atmosphere, your whole room, and things are just like that. And all of a sudden you'll think, oh, I forgot the dry cleaning. Dry cleaning stopped me from God. It happens, folks. I'm telling you, so before you go into that prayer closet, write down what is going to be urgent and pressing for the day. These are some practical ways on helping us to get into God's presence. Amen. Amen. Now you're looking at me like lambs. No more deer in lights. Okay. Time alone, on purpose, and focused is vital. Time alone, on purpose, chosen, decision, and focused is vital. That is what it's going to take, and that is a price we're going to have to pay. And no humans like that. No human being or not, just leave me alone, let me do nothing and sit there. It's not doing nothing. God said, wait upon the Lord. Yes. What am I doing? I'm waiting on God. I'm not doing nothing. Get these thoughts and all this trash human thinking out. I'm not doing nothing. I'm waiting on God. What happens if God didn't come, if I didn't get into the presence? Praise God, I practiced His presence. Tomorrow we're going to do it again. Same time, Lord, see you here. Amen. Hello. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. We've got to get rid of all distractions. Yes. We have got to get rid of all distractions. I'm not joking. You're going to have to make time. And if it can't be done in the morning because too much is going on in the family, choose a time in the night. And if you can't do it at night, if you work from home or something, choose a time in the day. Find a time that you can spend with God. Amen. I mean, think about this. You're going to spend eternity with Him. Yes. And we have a problem trying to find an hour to be with Him now. That's right. Amen. And in His presence, Psalm 16:11 is fullness of joy. Wow. In God's presence is fullness of joy. Yes. Why? Because there is nothing from this world clinging to me. You know, even when you get into His presence, you don't even need worship music. It can help you. You need nothing from this human world or anything in the presence of God. You need nothing. He's your sustainer. He's your leader. He's your protector. He's your health. He's your peace. He's your joy. He's everything. You don't need a thing from this physical world in the presence of God. Wouldn't that be nice to let go of all those problems? Yeah. Oh my God. That's not the reason we're doing it. We just want to get to know Him, right? Yeah. I want to see God. Moses said, show me your glory. Yes. Isaiah said, oh my God, I'm done for. I've seen Him. He is holy. He's awesome. He loves every one of us. He cares so. I'm telling you, don't worry about the things you've done wrong. Look at what He's done right. Look at what He's done to take care of those things. Get closer to Him, and those things that are tripping you up will just slip off you. They'll slide off you. That's the way we're going to do this. Can I truly, really get to know God that well? Yes. Amen. That's the goal.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Burnt But Not Bitter. When we hold on to feelings like rejection, betrayal, and disappointment,